showed up and the whole front was just full of kids then crying and weeping, and the Lord just touched their lives, and that's what you want to see. You know, that's what you do it for. So for you that spent money, it was money well spent. The kids were really touched, and they had a great time. And that's what it's about. Well, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to LifeGate. If this is one of your first times here or your first time here, I'm so thrilled that you're here and with us today. If I've not met you, I would love to. If you'll hang around after the service a little while, I wish you'd come up to me and shake my hand and introduce yourself to me so I'll know you. But I'm just thrilled you're here. We just know God wants to do something great in your life. He wants to move. He wants to show off in you. He wants to touch your life and just bless you. Amen. He wants you to have an abundant life. So thank you for coming and being with us today. We're in a series that's called Possessing the Kingdom. Possessing the Kingdom. There is the kingdom of God that we are to be possessing right now. Kids, you can go. There's a kingdom of God that we're to be possessing right now. It's not a futuristic kingdom as theology kind of tells us and has taught us over the years. That's not what Jesus taught. The kingdom that Jesus taught is a kingdom that we can experience and enjoy right now. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12 says this, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." Now please notice that from the days of John the Baptist until now, there is a kingdom. So there is a kingdom that we have to go into, but it requires a violence. And this violence is something that arises within us. The kingdom of God is a place where all of God's children's needs are met. Your needs are met spiritually, your needs are met emotionally, your needs are met physically. This is the kingdom of God. It's a kingdom where you can be touched in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. God wants to touch you wholly. He wants to deliver us from anything in our physical body, anything in our emotional body, and anything in our spiritual body. God wants to touch us and make us absolutely whole. Now, if you're not experiencing the abundant life that Jesus came to give you, if life isn't good for you, you're not enjoying it, you don't have righteousness and peace and joy happening in your life, and you keep fighting the same battles and you keep going around the same areas of life being defeated or whatever, then you need to arise in a violence in your spirit inside of you, and you need to take the kingdom. And that's what this lesson, that's what this series is about possessing the kingdom of God. Now, we're using the book of Joshua as our guide. What we're doing is we're looking at Joshua and the children of Israel as they came in and possessed the land, the promised land. They possessed and created the kingdom of God. What we're doing is we're looking at what they did and bringing it into a spiritual application into our life. And so today we're going to be looking from the book of Joshua chapter 8, and I've selected this particular title to call it AI, the Three-Way Ambush. Okay? It'll be a little bit clearer in a little bit, I hope. So if you have your Bibles, and I hope that you do, you can turn to Hebrews chapter 12. I'll be there shortly. Joshua chapter 8. I'll be there a long time. And then we'll end up with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. So if you'll be turning there, I'll be praying. Father, thank you for this wonderful day and for these beautiful people. Father, I ask you that you will minister to each and every person here today. You'll touch their life. Some way, in some form, Lord, you'll minister to them by your Spirit. Lord, I pray that you will touch their spirit and their soul and their body. Father, I pray that as I minister, that I won't talk too fast and I won't talk too slow, that I'll be interesting to listen to. Father, I pray that I'm able to communicate the principle that you've shown me and that you will have me communicate today. I pray I want to do a good job with it. Open our ears so that we can hear what the Spirit has to say. And Father, I pray that the seed of the Word falls upon good soil and brings forth 160 and 30-fold fruit in our lives. Fruit that remains. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody says, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, we saw last time when we were looking at this that the children of Israel had been actively possessing the kingdom. They had seen Jericho's walls fall, and so now they were going to go on to the next stage of it, which was a little town called Ai, a little city called Ai, spelled A-I. And so they're going now, and they were going to take that, it should have been an easy thing for them to conquer, but instead of it being easy for them to conquer, they ended up being conquered. They ended up losing and being defeated in that particular battle. And instead of it being easy for them to conquer Ai, it was easy for Ai to conquer them. And the Bible says that Ai and the armies of Ai and the people of Ai routed the people of God. Let me read you this from Joshua chapter 7 and verse 4. It says, so about 3,000 men went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai. Now, it's interesting that this is the only defeat that they had. The only defeat that they ever experienced. So there is a power, there's a powerful thing here that we need to grasp. We need to see, what is it, what is the only thing that causes us to be defeated? Well, we're going to look at this. It's Ai. What is Ai? If we can find the application of Ai into our lives, I believe that we'll conquer and we'll go on and possess the kingdom that God has for us. You see, the interesting thing here is the problem that caused them to lose the battle, as we saw last time, was there was a man named Achan. And what he had done is he had taken the accursed thing. He took the things that were supposed to belong to God and he mixed them with his stuff. In other words, he was going to keep God's stuff in his stuff. And so what God did was he revealed Achan. He revealed him to Joshua, and Joshua dealt severely with Achan. And we talked about finding the Achan in us, that thing in us that shouldn't be touching things and we do and causes us problems, or that thing in us that wants to take God's stuff, things that should be sanctified and given to God, and we want to mix it with our stuff. Well, Achan was discovered and Achan was pointed out by God, and Joshua dealt severely with Achan, but yet Ai still stood. Though God took care of Achan and Joshua took care of Achan in them, Ai was still there. My point is this, is that you can be praying and fasting and reading your Bible and not touching the accursed thing, making sure that your stuff's not mixed up with God's stuff and God's stuff's not mixed up with your stuff. And you can be staying away from talking about people and judging people. You can be staying away from blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, making sure you're in a good church, hearing good words so you won't be accursed. And you can be doing these things, but still, there is something that keeps you from having victory. There is still an Ai that has to be dealt with. Just because you got it right in one area of your life, that doesn't mean that Ai, or the thing that causes us to have defeat, explodes. God didn't make the walls of Ai fall down like he did the walls of Jericho. They had dealt with Achan, but still Ai, or this thing that caused them discouragement and defeat, still stood. Why is it that you and I can try to do everything right? We're praying, we're reading, you know, we're attending church, we're doing everything that we know to do, but still we lose battles. Still we have a defeated life. Do you know someone like that? Is that happening in you? Well, there is an Ai that must be dealt with before you can go on. Before any of us can really conquer the kingdom and go for it and have a life and live our dreams and those kinds of things, we have got to deal with Ai. So let me tell you what I think and what I found in my life that I believe Ai is a type of. Ai is the thing that entangles me. The thing that defeats me. It is the sin, the thing in me that causes defeat. It is the thing that trips me up. We all have one. Yours might not be mine. We might not have the same one. But there is something in your life that causes you to stumble. There is a stronghold in your life. There is a stronghold of the enemy in your life that will trip you up every time it seems like you should be going on, and that defeats you easily. And we all have one. Book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says this: therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders the sin that so easily entangles. Look at that part. The sin. There is something in every life that easily entangles and trips you up. Let us get rid of it. and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. You see, if we're going to run our race, live our dreams, possess the kingdom, live the abundant life that God has for us, we have got to deal with the thing. We have got to conquer the AI that so easily defeats us. So AI becomes the thing. It's the thing that caused Israel to be defeated. It's the thing in your life and in my life that causes us to stumble. Now, again, make sure that you understand what I'm trying to say here. Yours might be different from mine, and mine's different from yours, but it's still something that trips us up, and it's still something that defeats us easily. Joshua 8:1 says this. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid." Now notice that AI causes you fear. "Do not be discouraged." This is the thing that causes you to be discouraged, because you're going along pretty well and you're serving the Lord. Then all of a sudden this thing happens in your life and it causes a discouragement. He says, "Take the whole army with you and go up and attack AI. For I have delivered into your hands the king of AI, his people, his city, and his land." AI is something that has power over you. And what God wants you to do is go up and take it. In other words, He wants you to defeat it. He wants you to not allow it to have power over you. There is an AI in each one of us. Now, the Hebrew word for AI is this. It's if you trace it to its root, it's I-Y, spelled I-Y, and it's pronounced E, E. And it means a ruin, as if overturned, a heap. So AI becomes a heap of ruins. The first time that it's used in, and I'm big on first use, the first time that it's used is used in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. And, well, verse 8, Genesis 12:8, and it's talking here about Abraham. And here's what it says. "From there he went on toward the hills east to Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east." Now this is the same place that Joshua found himself camped, the same place that Abraham was camped, between Bethel and Ai. Interestingly, Bethel means the house of God. And now it doesn't just mean church, or it does mean that, but that's not all that it means. The house of God means more than just church. The house of God means the place where God wants you to have the best. The house of God becomes the place where you should have the best life possible. The house of God speaks of having God's best. AI speaks of a heap of ruins. And where Abraham was camped, and where Joshua was camped, and where so many Christians and believers are camped is somewhere between the house of God and a heap of ruins. We find ourselves somewhere in the middle here. We're camped there. We're dwelling there. And we won't move. God says, "Get up and go up to AI and take care of it." And what I want to tell you today is it's time for some of us to get up and go up to AI and take care of it. And what the Lord wants to say to us today is we've got to find out what our AI is, identify it, and go take care of it. We've got to knock it out. It will continue to defeat us. It will continue to discourage us. It will continue, and until we take AI, we can't go on with the rest of the conflict. We can't go on with the rest of the kingdom. We can't possess it because it's just there. And we camp between it so we can play with both. Heap of ruins. The thing that can catch me and trip me or destroy me, make me a ruined life, or the house of God where God's best is. Which do we want? You see, and so many of us just camp right here. We like to play with both. But God says, you've got to take AI. If you're going to possess the kingdom, if you're going to go on from this particular place. The defeat at AI discouraged God's people. See, we become discouraged. We're serving the Lord. We're doing really well. And all of a sudden, this thing happens. This thing that so easily entangles us. And we become discouraged about the things of God. We become discouraged about life. We become discouraged about serving the Lord, or even we're discouraged about our families, because we've messed up and we're tripped up and this thing has entangled us. Now, what is it that entangles you? What is your AI? Again, yours is probably not the same mine is. It could be, but it's probably not. You have your own. And so therefore, God wants you to have your own instructions about taking your AI. But here are some things, you know, that AI could be, with the thing that has the potential of destroying us. There could be something like addictions, habits. You can have a habit that's destroying your body. You can have addictions that's ruining your life. And they entangle you so easily. Be sexually addicted. It entangles you. Spending money. Anger. See, all of these things entangle us. Procrastination or laziness. Pornography. See, all of these things have a tendency to entangle us and keep us from experiencing God's best. That's your AI. Whatever it is. I don't want to know what it is. I'm just wanting you to make sure that you know what it is. Because until you deal with AI and remove its power over your life, you're going to continually lose battles. And it's going to tangle you up and trip you up. I want to encourage you today. See, God did not save any of us to live a mediocre life. God did not save you to lose battles. God saved you to have victory. God saved you to have an abundant life. God didn't save you just to tie a knot into the end of the rope and hang on and pray Jesus will come. He brought you here to overcome. You're more than a conqueror. Right? You can have all things in Christ Jesus. There should be nothing that you can't have and defeat. See, here He didn't save you. He didn't fill you with His Spirit. He didn't bring you into the kingdom of God to be defeated. He wants us all to live this abundant life. Jesus gave His life so that you and I can have an abundant life. So I want to encourage you today. Let's deal with AI. Joshua 8:2 says this, "You shall do to Ai as its king and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, except," everybody say except, yes, "except that you may carry off their plunder and livestock for yourselves." Oh yeah. Oh yeah. See, the Lord said that they would do the same thing to Ai as they did to Jericho, except this time they got to keep the stuff. See, the stuff at Jericho was a first fruit principle, and it was to go to God. It was to go into the kingdom. It was to go into the tabernacle. Now, you get the stuff this time. When you deal with Ai, you get the great rewards. Now, your reward may come in the marriage that you desire. That may be the reward. By your conquering your AI may bring you the marriage that you want to have. Or your conquering AI may bring you health in your body. Your conquering your AI may give you financial liberty. Or your conquering AI may give you a better, sounder mind. But there's something that you get. There's something, a reward, a plunder that you get when you conquer AI. See, you know yourself that whatever that it is, whatever your AI is, takes from you. It takes from you spiritually. It takes from you mentally, in your soul dimension, and it takes from you physically. But what God says is we can fix this. We can conquer AI. See, the point that I'm trying to make to you is that by defeating the power of AI in our lives, means we get the plunder. We get the abundance. I want to attempt to say something here that's very interesting to me. And I don't know how well I'll say it. So I'll probably say it now and I'll probably say it other times as well. But God told Joshua to utterly destroy the Canaanites, did He not? Wipe them out. Kill them all. Right? Is that what he said? Burn the cities. Just annihilate them. Is that what he said? But then he redeemed Rahab and her family. Did he? Next week's lesson is concerning chapter 9, which is about the Gibeonites. That's another group of people that God redeemed. Even though he said, wipe them out, kill them, annihilate them, he redeemed certain things out. Here at Ai, now we're going to go into Ai, we're going to take Ai, but we're going to redeem the plunder. At Jericho, God got the plunder. My point is that in every situation, every city that God takes, every time there is a conquering and the taking, there is something in that. Even though God said to kill it and destroy it and wipe it out, there's something in there that God wants to redeem. Here's what I'm trying to say. Even though your AI entangles you and trips you up and causes you problems and discouragement, takes your money, makes your body sick, does all, there's still something even in your AI that is redeemable. Even though it's the thing that brings you discouragement and fear and trips you up and causes you to stop experiencing the goodness of the kingdom of God, there's still something in there to plunder. There's still something in there that God wants to redeem in our lives. Let me tell you how this works. For when we came into the kingdom of God, you, me, or anyone else, there were things in our lives that needed to be burned and annihilated. But there is so much good in you. There is so much that God wants to redeem. There are golden things in you. And there's golden things in your AI. But it has to be redeemed. As bad as it is, as tripping up as it is, as entangling as it is, and I don't care what it is, there's still something in there God wants to plunder. The Lord got the plunder of Jericho. Everything, the gold, and the silver, and the bronze, and the iron, all went for the work of the kingdom, went into the tabernacle. That was the first fruit principle. But you and I get the plunder of Ai. You and I get to do this. Now, Achan, remember Achan from last time? Achan never learned that principle. What Achan did was take God's stuff and mix it up with his stuff. Achan wanted God's stuff and didn't want to give God his stuff. Achan never learned the principle of making sure God got the first fruits. And do you know what happened to his life? He was destroyed, and not only him, but his family. My point is, before you'll ever take Ai, you've got to make sure that the Achan is dealt with and God gets the first fruit. Make sure that you've got that principle in your life. Make sure that you've got the principle that God's going to get His part first. If you don't, it causes you problems and you never get to Ai. You're just always dealing with Achan. Now, parents, let me help you just a little bit, or try to. I've been pastoring this church for a long, long time. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's not good. I think it's good, but I've been pastoring this church for a long, long time. It'll be 20 years next year. Now, I've had the opportunity of watching people grow from children into adults to where they have their own families, run their own lives. And I've had the unique position of being able to observe the battles, the AIs that they've had. I've had the unique position of watching them with the AIs, the things that entangle and trip up and mess up the lives of some, but then for some reason others never are really affected that badly by AI. They conquer AI. They never go through the addictions. They never go through the problems. They never go through those things that others do. Here's a unique thing that I've learned. The children who give God the first fruits are the children that never get addicted to stuff. They're the children that never get conquered by AI. They're the children that seem to go through life conquering it rather than it conquering them. It's phenomenal. I look at the lives of those that don't, And they're constantly struggling with addictions. They're constantly going through battles and situations of their lives. Now, my point is this, parents. Get your children right now giving God the first fruits. Get your children right now understanding this principle with their allowance. Get them giving their first fruits to God. With their money that they earn cutting grass or babysitting or whatever, get them giving the first fruits to God. You see, because you see, it will help them conquer Ai. Now, let me show you how this works. You see, tithing or giving the first fruits to God is not a monetary thing. It's got nothing really to do with money. Tithing has got to do with the heart. When a child or an adult is consistent with that, it's a picture of their heart and their consistency with God. Let me show you what Jesus said about this in Luke chapter 12 and verse 34. And then in Luke chapter 6, verse 45. In Luke chapter 12, verse 34, he says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So get your child to invest in the kingdom, to sow into the kingdom, to buy into it. Get them to participate in the kingdom, because where their heart is, that's where their money's going to be. And where their money's going to be, that's where their heart's going to be. So if you can get them sowing into the kingdom, they're going to have a good heart. And that's what Luke 6:45 says. A good person produces good deeds from a good heart. Let me read that again. A good person produces good deeds from a good heart. And an evil person produces evil deeds from an evil heart. You see, it's an issue of the heart. And what, if you can get your child right now sowing into the kingdom and dealing with Achan, they're never going to have to be struggling with Ai. A secret to life is making sure God gets the first fruits. And parents, I just want you to know, you will face a lot less problems with your children, and your children will face a lot less problems if you get them understanding this first fruit principle. Joshua chapter 8 and verse 9. If you have your Bible, you can look at it with me. Joshua chapter 8 and verse 9 says, "Then Joshua sent them off, and they went to the place of ambush and lay in wait between Bethel and Ai to the west of Ai. But Joshua spent that night with the people." The Lord gave Joshua the plan. You'll need a plan to conquer your Ai. The Lord gave Joshua the plan to conquer Ai, and it came in a way of a three-way ambush. If you're going to conquer your Ai, you're going to need a three-way ambush. Now, the way that this plan worked is that Joshua was to take 30,000 men and station them by night. They were to sneak in behind Ai and camp there and be there that night. Then he also, at night, took 5,000 men and put them to the west of Ai. The next morning, he, from camp, took a couple of thousand more and marched up to Ai as they had done before. Now, the mind of Ai, the armies of Ai, says, "Well, here they come again, the way they came before, and we're going to beat them again the way we beat them before." It was an easy thing to Ai. They didn't know there was an ambush. And so when Ai came out with the army to fight with the children of God, the ambush was sprung. The 30,000 came around, took the city, and set it on fire. And then, as the men of Ai, the armies of Ai, saw their city burning, they turned back to get it, but they ran into 30,000. And then the 5,000 came down upon them, and then in comes Joshua from behind. So there was this three-way ambush that defeated Ai. And they took it, and they plundered it. Now, what I want us to see here is that what God wants to do in you and me concerning this is set up a three-way ambush to defeat your Ai. It's interesting that the battle was not fought in Ai itself. The battle was not fought in the city of Ai. It was fought on Joshua's terms. Let me make this very practical. You will never defeat your Ai, whatever that it may be, fighting it on its terms. Fighting it where it wants to fight. You'll never defeat drug addiction by taking drugs. You're never going to defeat a sexual addiction by looking at pornography. In other words, you can't fight a sexual addiction looking at pornography. You can't fight overeating and overweight and gluttony at a all-you-can-eat seafood bar. Whatever that it is, you're not going to defeat a financial problem spending money. You got to have a plan and you got to ambush it. You're not going to defeat laziness by staying in bed. It's too late then. It's too late to fight sexual addictions while you're looking at pornography. You're going to lose every time. You're not going to defeat overeating going to salad bars. It's too late then. You're going to lose every time. Salad bars. I said that wrong. Maybe you would at a salad bar. But at a at a seafood bar, it's not going to happen. And so my point is this. Whatever your thing is, whatever your AI is, whatever that it is that entangles you, you have got to ambush it. You're just going at it one way. You're just going at it with one dimension. And it will defeat you every time. You want to draw it out into the open where you can attack it and kill it. Don't fight the battle with AI on its turf. Ambush it. Now, what is God's plan to defeat your AI or my AI or anyone's AI? The thing that defeats us. The thing that trips us up in life. It's a three-way ambush. Let me show you this. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says this. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Wholly. The kingdom. He wants you to have all the kingdom. Wholly. All of it. All of you. Sanctify you every part. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, you're made up and I'm made up of a spirit, soul, and body. And that ambush of the thing that trips you up has got to be sprung by all three. You'll never defeat it by just hitting it with one. You got to fight it with your spirit. You got to fight it with your soul. And you got to fight it with your body. It's going to take a three-way ambush. If you have total victory, it must be victory in your spirit. It must be victory in your mind, your soul. And it must be victory in your body. Or you don't have victory at all. I want to be practical here and not just throw out a bunch of stuff. But I wanted to be practical but not offensive. And so I was trying to find an AI that we could all relate to without pointing fingers at anyone. And it's very difficult because all of our AIs are different, you see. But I settled on one because I think it's one that we could all relate to. How many ever overeaten? Has anybody in here ever overeaten in your whole life? There you go. A little gluttony going on there, you know. A little thing going on. There you go. Okay. Well, let's use this one. Now, this really is some people's AI. I'm not talking about you. We can all relate to this, right? That thing could get on any of us, right? So let's use this one and look at, let's attack gluttony with a three-way ambush. First of all, we got to attack it with our spirit. The first thing we got to do is get that 30,000 bunch, you know, involved in this thing. We got to attack it wholly and totally with our spirit person. We've got to do the spiritual warfare thing. We've got to come against it with prayer, worship, fasting, praise, giving, attending, fellowshipping, reading the Word of God, and ministering to people. These are all weapons of warfare. These are all the things you're going to need if you're going to totally whip AI and get the plunder. And this is the 30,000 bunch, I think. Because you got to be totally committed to it by your spirit. Because if your spirit's not totally committed to it, your mind's not going to be totally committed to it, and your body's not going to be totally committed to it. So we want to totally commit to that thing by our spirit, man. Now, and all of these things are important. You don't just pray about it or don't just read the Word about it.
Do all of it. Fast. Do all of it. Attack that thing with everything that you can get your hands on, with everything that you've got. Attack it. When I minister to people, it's important for me to look nice. I think I do a better job ministering. I feel better about myself. I think people look at me, and if I look nice, then I have a better chance of ministering to them. And so that, in that alone, just ministering to people, provokes me to watch my weight. You with me? And so all of these things are important. I need to watch my weight. I'll just tell you, fat preachers bother me. They do. They'll jump on you about smoking a cigarette, but they got a big old belly hanging out there. Spiritual ambush, number one. Got to do it. You'll never defeat it without that. Number two, second, soul. You gotta attack it with your soul. Now, your soul is your attitudes, the will, emotions, your thought life. We're attacking gluttony, right? We're attacking overeating. Now, the soul attitudes have to be set. You have to get your attitude right about this thing. You gotta have a good attitude about losing weight. You gotta have a good attitude about your clothes fitting better. You gotta have a good attitude about how you're gonna look nicer. You're gonna have a good attitude. You're gonna feel better. You're gonna have a good attitude. Your blood pressure's coming down. You're gonna have a good attitude. Your knees aren't gonna hurt because it's carrying all this weight around. You have to have a good attitude about it. If you don't have a good attitude about it, you can't whip it. You gotta have a thought life that's working right. You got to be thinking, pre-thinking. Don't wait until you get to the all-you-can-eat seafood bar to think about, oh, I shouldn't be here. It's too late. You're going to eat. You pre-think that. I can't go there. I can't sit here and eat four helpings and expect to lose weight. I have to pre-think these things. I have to pre-think. I have to get my soul involved in it. And then also, I also got to have my attitudes and my soul dimension and my attitudes, my thought life. And then I've also got to come against it in that soul dimension with my emotions. How many has ever been on a diet and got discouraged? Discouragement is an emotion. You start this diet, man, the weight falls off, and then a couple weeks later, it doesn't fall off, and you get discouraged. And the next thing you know is you start eating again. So you got to keep your emotions working right. You got to stay on top of it. And even though you stop losing weight, you're still going to feel better. So you get your body and your soul into it now. You get your body into it now. First of all, there's a spiritual attack. Then there's a soul attack. And then the third ambush is the body attack or the physical attack. Your spirit, soul, and body. Now, if you've ever been on a diet, a serious diet, your stomach starts yelling at you. Am I right? Rawr! It growls. It pitches fits because it's used to telling you how much to eat and when to stop eating. It's not used to you telling it. It will lay on the floor. It'll pitch a temper tantrum. It'll kick and scream. But you can't give in to it. You're going to fight it with your physical man as well. If you give in to it, then all the work you've done in the spiritual and all the work, you're going to mess up the whole ambush. So there is this three-way ambush that will come against that. And if you will attack with your body, your soul, and your spirit, overeating and gluttony, you will defeat your AI. Now, let's apply that to anything else that you want. Anything. Addictions, pornography, anything you want, finances, anything you want to. You apply that three-way ambush to your AI and you'll defeat it. If you attack it with your spirit and you attack it with your soul and you attack it with your physical man, I'm telling you, you will defeat anything. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you. What is your AI? You know what it is. It has the potential to ruin you. It has the power to mess your life up. It has the potential to mess your life up. You can defeat it with a three-way ambush and then hang it on a tree. See, this is what Joshua did. I'll give you the type in just a second. In Joshua chapter 8, verse 29, it says this: he hung the king of Ai on a tree and left him there until evening. At sunset, Joshua ordered them to take his body from the tree and throw it down at the entrance of the city gate. And they raised a large pile of rocks over it, which remains to this day. They made a memorial of this thing. They testified about it. You need to do that with your Ai. I'll beat it. I hung it from a tree. I made a mockery of it instead of it making a mockery of me. Jesus did this for us. You see, God told Joshua, I have already given Ai into your hand. I want to tell you, Jesus has already given you your Ai into your hand. Now, you're going to have to defeat it. You're the one that's going to have to war. But He's already made a way for you to win. Colossians 2:14 says this: having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, He took it away, nailing it to His cross. He hung it on His tree. 2:15 says, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, He made an open spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Your Ai is defeated through Jesus Christ. Your Ai cannot hold you back unless you won't arise up and attack it. If you arise up, as Joshua was told to do, and go attack your Ai with a three-way ambush, you're going to have a better life. You're going to have victory. You're going to have the abundance that Jesus got. Because after Ai, that's the only battle they lost. After Ai, every other battle was easy. And we deal with our Ais, the battles aren't nearly as bad. They're not nearly as costly. We go through these battles. We have long life. We possess the kingdom. Possessing the kingdom, that's what this is all about. We have long life. We have health. We have prosperity. We have happiness. We have peace and joy and fulfillment of life. But as long as Ai, you can't really experience all this. I want to encourage you today. I want you to have the best life possible. I want you to identify your Ai. There's a kingdom to be possessed. There is an abundant life for you. And you really need to deal with this thing in our lives. With a three-way ambush, you can. It has the potential to ruin you, but you take it and hang it from a tree. You make a spectacle of it. Destroy your Ai. How many of you feel like you're camped somewhere between a heap of ruins and God's best? God doesn't want that for you any longer. He wants you to deal with Ai. And He wants you to have the best for your life. God wants its power, Ai's power over you, destroyed. It wants to redeem something out of it, but its power cannot control you any longer. Not if you're going to possess the kingdom of God. Defeat it. Ambush it. Take care of it. Set up a three-way ambush with your spirit, your soul, and your body. And realize that through Jesus Christ, you can do anything. The only reason that thing is there is because you won't attack it. If you'll attack it with your spirit and your soul and your body, you're going to have a good life. You're going to have prosperity. And that's the three-way ambush. How many want a better life? Do you? How many realize that there is something in your life that causes you to trip up occasionally? How many? Come on, somebody. Good. How many want to defeat it? Do you want to? Do you want to? I want to defeat it too. I've got one, and I can't have power over me, and I don't want it to have power over you. So what I want you to do is I want you to shout unto the Lord and give the Lord a hand clap, because He's going to deliver you from Ai. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.